This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Good evening. It's Saturday night, and I am not Dr. Gregory A. Smith. Dr. Smith is on a much-deserved vacation with his beautiful family. This is Kelly Epseri, and tonight we're going to be discussing the controversy that has arisen out of forced vaccinations in California, and then recently in this week with the Tribeca Film Festival and their initial inclusion of the film Vaxxed, which was brought into the festival by the festival founder, Robert De Niro, who has a vaccine-injured child, and then mysteriously, or maybe not so mysteriously, taken out of the lineup. I have two guests here tonight. I have Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who is amongst the most prolific and highly credentialed controversial drug industry whistleblowers. He has published over 17 books and dozens of peer-reviewed scientific articles, and he's a good friend of the show, and he's been here before. We have Leonard on the line. How are you tonight, Leonard? Leonard, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Kelly?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes. Welcome in. How are you?
Oh, good. Wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
No. Thank you for coming back. Do we have Greg on the line as well? Okay. So, Leonard, tell me, what's your take on this? How did we get here?
Where do you want to start with the generically what the problem with vaccines are, or how did SB 277 pass, or how did Vax get pulled? Which one?
Let's start with the topic of the night. How did Vax get pulled? What do you think went on behind the scenes there?
Well, actually, Sherry Kane is an investigative journalist I work with. We just published on waronwethepeople.com four articles that expose the McChrystal Group, a fellow by the name of Stan McChrystal, and a platoon of agent provocateurs, infiltrators, media propagandists that pressure from the highest levels of the pharmaceutical cartel through the private interests and the private corporations that McChrystal operates with his cohorts. They were the ones, based on a massive amount of evidence, that were not simply involved with pressuring the De Niro Tribeca group, but actually are the reason today there's news coming out, propaganda spinning what is actually happening in the massive amount of support that the film Vax has among literally hundreds of thousands of anti-vaxxers. So the media is right now engaged in a counterintelligence propaganda campaign. It's administered by specific organizations that Sherry Kane and I vetted. The information is on waronwethepeople.com under the media section. You can click on Vaxxed genocide, and you can then begin to read all of the evidence.
Wow. That's amazing. So let me ask you this. Generally, like, in terms of people's willingness to just completely surrender their will and power to healthcare providers and to big pharma, what do you think is going on culturally there that people don't seem to have any discernment when it comes to the health and vitality of their own children in relationship to how they are after vaccinations? Like, I can see, like, just walking through the mall, I can see a kid and go, wow, that this one is fully vaccinated. Like, this sort of dazed look in their eye.
What is happening, that dazed look is in people's eyes that take the children for vaccines. It's basically a hypnotic trance state that's been induced by the media propaganda. And the message over and over again has been, quote, vaccines are safe and effective. So never a greater lie has ever been told. In fact, it was Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister, that said if you tell a lie long enough, eventually be believed as truth, and the greater the lie, vaccines are safe and effective, for example, the greater the lie, the more people will believe it. And so the trans state exists generally. In fact, the cultural meme, that is the beliefs and attitudes and behavioral system that we have engaged, and that the darkness in people's eyes, the disbelief in people's eyes when you start to talk about these things, there's such a huge level of entrancement, virtual hypnotic trance state, and denial, especially among parents who have vaccinated and then damaged because of it their children, that it is really what is called a belief behavioral discrepancy. It's simply put, a hypocrisy. But it's in behavioral science, it is the result of this kind of programming that confuses everything, mixes everything up. It puts people into a suggestible state. Of course, hypnosis in medicine is literally defined as the clear and this is quote clear channel for communication coupled with relaxation, end quote. So you see people listening to the media, television in particular, over and over again in a relaxed state. They get hypnotized into believing the propaganda line, and then as a result, we believe as a culture that vaccines are safe and effective when that is absolutely, disgustingly, appallingly fraudulent.
Right, right, right. Well, listen, I think part of that entrainment is how we treat our animals. I recently lost a friendship over the fact that I don't vaccinate my dog or cat, and she just thought I was a total whack job. And then I, 2 days later, had a friend who was having her cat's leg amputated, and the amputation was being paid for by Merck because they have a leukemia, feline leukemia shot that they admit. Apparently, they're willing to admit the connection with animals, but then forcing us to have our animals chipped and fully vaccinated. And then if we don't comply, they can't be registered. Like, you know, I say my animals are sovereign. But,
you know, that's funny because Sherry Kane, who I adore, has the same attitude that you just expressed. She talks about the same stuff. That's funny.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I admit to my prejudice. You know, I'm the kid that ran out of the pediatrician's office without my pants on to avoid a jab. So
that's funny because she did too.
We must be sisters from another mother.
That's funny.
Well, what about this cult of medicine? And like, for example, there was a billboard in L.A. Over Valentine's Day that said, make a date to vaccinate. So they're actually trying to romanticize the notion of taking your loving partner into the doctor's office to be vaccinated together.
Well, again, what they're addressing is the heart of love and family, you know, relationship, togetherness, security. It's a subliminal, again, programming technique. And so that's what advertisement agencies are paid millions and millions of dollars to do, is to generate the specific hooks, the messages that are going to hook people in their target markets. And in this case, they're literally the target markets are primarily the children who they're targeting with vaccinations, which cause side effects, which then causes them to go to doctors and hospitals for massive amounts of expense and treatments and drugs, whatever. For years and years, the new diseases are causing long-term chronic illnesses that make a fortune for the drug companies that are actually inducing this sickness. And that's why they're spending the amount of money on these kinds of advertisements, as well as hiring people like the McChrystal Group and Crosslead, and having people like Colin McRoberts, who we just totally exposed, involved with the magazine Wired. They just published a anti-vax article and libeling Dr. Wakefield, who is the producer of the movie Vax. This goes on and on. This is what they're paid millions of dollars for. Now, don't forget, this is a protection racket. It is a racketeering enterprise. The literally big pharma needs protection. because as you see with the film Vax, the CDC has been captured and they've been infiltrated. They're covering up data. There's genocide impacting particularly the African-American community. There are boys, the black boys have a 300% increased risk of brain damage from just that one vaccine, MMR vaccine. And there's 40-some-odd vaccines that they're recommending now. So you got to really realize they need a huge propaganda machine operating to keep the social meme, the beliefs and attitudes and system where everybody thinks, oh, okay, we'll just trust our government. And over and over and over again, the government is not trustworthy. So that's how sick this situation is.
Mm. Well, I have on the air now Greg Wyatt. He is a political activist, public educator, and founder of the Vaccine Truth Movement, which is a global organization committed to sharing the truth about vaccines and their hidden dangers. He is also the father of two vaccine-injured children, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about his story. How are you, Greg? Welcome
on. I'm doing fine. Hopefully I'm not too late, am I?
No. Perfect timing. Leonard and I were just going over some foundational things regarding the programming and the entrainment and the surrender to the medical industrial complex in terms of people's willingness to just, allow their children to be vaccinated and they're without any question.
Well, I hope that by me sharing my story that there'll be a few people, they don't necessarily need to change their mind. They just need to open their mind to discover the truth or at least go down that path. We made the same mistake. It was back in 1997. We were selected for adoption, and my wife warned me. She says, Greg, there's this strange new affliction that I've heard about, and it's called autism, and it's hitting like one out of 165, 180 boys. And I remember the day she told me that, I dismissed it immediately. I was pro-vaccine. I'd been getting my flu shots, and, you know, I'm an adult now, so, of course, when I was in the 50s, when I was an infant, I only got two or three vaccines when I was in my first year of birth. Now there's like 39, and it's just crazy. So I dismissed it. I said, well, what's the chances of that going to happen to us? One out of 185, I'll take the chances. I'll sacrifice my son's health because he needs these vaccines to stay healthy. I was totally sold the paradigm, totally pro-vaccine. So we just dismissed it, but we did decide to do one thing interesting. I said to my wife, yeah, we'll meet halfway. We'll vaccinate him, but we'll space him out. My wife thought that was a great idea. Actually, it was hers. So we waited. We waited. We didn't give him all of the shots. We gave him about half. I have his records here right in front of me because we took it to the United States Court of Federal Claims, the kangaroo court run by the vaccine companies, and it was dismissed. That's a whole other segment. Well, he received three DTaps, three Hibs, three oral poliovirus. And that's all he received was those vaccines, one set of each vaccine. He was inoculated at 2 months, and a couple months later, 4 months, and then 5.5 months. That's crazy. I'm looking here. What in the heck? I didn't know any better. This baby, my son, he's 15 pounds, and we're vaccinating him with stuff we don't even know what's really in it. So, well, when he was 18 years old, we vaccinated him with the MMR, and he also received his fourth DTaP, his fourth Hep B, and his third oral poliovirus. You got to remember, like, this is a lot less than what they recommended, and so things started changing a little bit. You know, I want to talk about immediate vaccine damage and delayed vaccine damage because I think my son, well, for sure, he had delayed vaccine damage. But there's a tattletale sign of vaccine damage that most people don't even think about, is if you want to see if your child potentially has some sort of vaccine damage, look into their eyes. Just look into their eyes. I remember looking at my son at about, 6 months old, and one of his eyes were crossing over to the middle towards his nose, and I'm thinking, wow, does he have a vision problem? Is there something wrong? I had no idea. And, of course, I dismissed it like every good parent and say, oh, it's not going to happen to me. He's fine. The same thing you hear at the pediatrician's office. So in the summer of 2000, by this time, he's full-blown vaccine damaged. Gut problems, breathing problems, head banging, banging his head so hard with his fist that if he would have had a hammer, he'd be dead. He was toe-walking, spinning, hand-flapping, and constantly screaming in that high pitch. And for any of you that have vaccine-damaged kids, that's the pitch that you know you don't want to hear. He had constant ear infections, stomach infections. He was constipated or had diarrhea. He was sick all the time, throwing up 6 to 12 times a week. And I mean, sometimes it was 3 to 4 times a night for months at a time. This is just the start. Our doctor, he'd never give us an answer to what was wrong. He was just such a nice guy. He had a white coat on and a stethoscope, and he was just a guy you'd want to love. And every time we'd bring our concerns to him, he'd just minimalize them and tell us to alternate Tylenol for pain with Motrin for fever. Now, unknown to us, this made, you know, his condition was much worse and accelerated his vaccine injuries. And unknown to us, his pediatrician was destroying my son's immune system in slow motion.
Well, that long white coat, I've read, is a part of this Saturnian ritual of the empowerment of the doctor. And it's certainly a part of healing to have a belief system that your doctor can provide you healing and to surrender to that process. But it's just this almost complete powerlessness that patients seem to have in the presence of their physicians.
Hypnosis. Mm-hmm. Theories of a kind of hypnosis. Well, and I'll go ahead and abbreviate this. On February 2nd, 2001, his problem started really bad. January 1st, 2000. So this century's been kind of sucky. February 2nd, 2001, we took him into a pediatric psychologist for testing because we had done everything for our kid. You got to remember, this is 1997. If I would know what I know now, even 2% of it, I would never have vaccinated my son under any circumstances. I was stupid. I blame myself. There's no excuse for anybody listening out there or anybody that comes in and hears what I'm saying to vaccinate their child without doing some research. I'm not telling you don't vaccinate your kids, but I'm not going to say the vaccines are safer and ineffective. What I'm telling you is use your head. Do your research. Don't buy into the paradigm. Well, okay, now we're like 15 years later. My son is 18. He functions at the level of a four-year-old. He requires supervision and companionship and someone to take care of him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and will for the rest of his life. He still is not 100% potty trained and requires somebody to help him. He didn't say daddy till he was 8. His mind was so fried from these vaccines. And the real truth, they called it autism, but autism doesn't exist. I mean, it really doesn't. It's just a label for chemically induced brain damage that's delivered by injection and caused by vaccination. We have a serious, serious problem, in not only in this country, but in the globe. It's called brain damage. What causes it? Well, it's number one, vaccines compromise your autoimmune system, and if you were born to a mother that was getting vaccinated, oh my gosh, and she has a problem with her immune system, because the most recent study found the children of mothers who have lupus and autoimmune disease are twice as likely to have children of mothers without lupus.
Greg, hold that thought. We're going to go to a break. And okay. I also want to go into some of the ingredients we were discussing earlier that go into these vaccinations. It's unbelievable.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-981-9332. That's 800-981-9332. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-981-9332. 800-981-9332. That's 800-981-9332. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-7133. That's 800-489-7133. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-7133. 1-800-489-7133.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Thank you, and we're back. Our guest tonight is Greg Wyatt and Dr. Leonard Horowitz. We're going to go into some of the ingredients in these vaccines. This is just a stunning revelation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like your listeners to get a pen and paper out. I mean, this is some serious stuff. And while that pen and paper is out, I'd like to give you real quickly some locations of information that, you know, my presence on the Internet and my experiences and what I do. Vaccine Truth Movement. It's on Facebook. And just type those words in, you'll find it. I do an educational thing. It's called Vaccine Truth Education. And if you just Google, if you put in my name, excuse me, into Facebook, Greg W-Y-A-T-T, you'll come up with my hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of postings, my research and everything else. So with that being said, let's get into the ingredients. Write this down, cellprolabs.com. Now, being a, I call myself a professional researcher because that's all I do, and I didn't find this until 2 weeks ago, and I was mortified. Every once in a while, I'll have an event where I just want to tear my hair out. Well, this was one of them, and they don't happen a lot. Cellpro Labs. Now, I'm just going to go over. They list what they sell, and they sell these to sell these items to vaccine research companies.
Hmm.
So this is what goes into vaccines. This is how vaccines are assembled and tested. And these are the items that they sell that are sold to these companies. Rabbit kidney, monkey kidney, and you can get it with or without the SV40 and the SV5.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like going in and buying ice cream. Human lung carcinoma. Human cervix carcinoma. And I thought, Gardasil, wow, that's causing. They say vaccines are an oxymoron. They say they make you, you know, they're safe and effective, and it's just the opposite. Look at what they're made of. This one will get you. This is a hot topic.
Wait, let me guess. Eye of newt.
No, this is worse. Human foreskin. I am not kidding you.
Well, you know what I say about...
I know.
This is where...
This is where
sex first meets violence. This is my opinion of...
I agree with you, and we can't even go there because we don't have the time. I could fill up 2 hours, and we're already running out. Human lung fibroblast. And for you dog lovers, canine kidney. And they go for the Cocker Spaniel kidneys. Cellprolabs.com. You can go there, pull up their address, and look at their building. This isn't a little building, man. This is a huge place. This is big business. And then I had to think about the abortion videos. I'm going, oh my gosh, this is like Frankenstein.
Mm.
You know what is going. Really, what is going on? I want to touch on this.
I believe, and I want to go to Dr. Horowitz. This is the destruction of the biology of love and connection and the whole electrical system within the body, being able to communicate and heal within itself.
Being able to understand itself. Did you know that 18% of America is mentally ill? You Google it. It's there. These are, you know, I'll tell you what, Google should have a lot more credibility than it has, because if you get your online degree at Google, you know a hell of a lot. If you listen to TV and your doctor, you don't know crap.
Dr. Horowitz, can you break down, there's this Lancet article, this famous Lancet article that is used to constantly discredit, and you know, it seems like the talking point for people who support vaccination. And I really want to find common ground. I really, you know, we have too much divisiveness going on politically, racially. You know, we need to find common ground and stop being so oppositional. Like, it's human to human here. Can you please break that down, that whole situation with the Lancet article and Dr. Wakefield? What happened there?
The media spun the Lancet article. It was actually Rupert Murdoch's organization that was the London Sunday Times had hired Brian Deer, who is a hitman for Murdoch, that's heavily invested in Merck Labs. And Murdoch's son, of course, James Murdoch, was non-executive director of SmithKline Beecham. The whole Murdoch family is heavily, heavily connected into the vaccine paradigm. And so when Wakefield actually came out with a very simple case study report, it in essence is a pilot study. He was a clinician. He saw children coming in like Greg just described. And he said to his friends, colleagues, will you join me in publishing a simple paper that says, hey guys, we got a problem here? And that's what the Lancet article did. And so the Lancet article was the first article that said there is a increase of clinical experience of children who have digestive disorders and mental problems that they're calling autism. And we would urge, they said, the industry to investigate. Well, that's what prompted Murdoch to hire, ultimately, like 3 or 4 years later, Brian Deer, the hitman, and then the rest of the media simply echoed what Brian Deer had stated, and they've been calling Wakefield a fraud and having conflicting interests ever since. The Lancet was pressured exactly like Robert De Niro was pressured this past couple weeks. They pulled the article, and that they pulled Wakefield's medical license. I was with Wakefield 2 weeks ago when he first premiered the movie Vaxxed on the ship called the Conspiracy Cruise, which has been heavily defamed and smeared. But folks who want to get kind of like that information, we've got this couple segments of it up on revolutiontelevision.net. So I hope that answers a little bit, Kelly, what your question is. In essence, all that Wakefield is guilty of doing is saying to the world, hey, we think there's a problem. And then afterwards, the CDC investigated. William Thompson, who's a whistleblower at the CDC, was the top man in charge of the investigation that followed up on Wakefield's Lancet article. And William Thompson was told that he's got to conceal the 300% increased risk of autism in black boys. And so that's where William Thompson and then Dr. Brian Hooker came in to make it three different whistleblowers completely operating independently, came out with the truth about the cover-up of the CDC, and that's essentially what the film Vax is about, and that's what the media cover-up right now and the spinning of all of the information is all about.
Wow. Can we go a little bit into the whole passing of SB 77 in California? What went down there?
Well, what went down there is an extension of the fraud, both scientific fraud and consumer fraud. And don't forget, when you're dealing with big pharma and the vaccine industry, you're dealing with a organization. It's a racketeering enterprise that breaches the Sherman Antitrust Act, which basically says that you can't defraud people and you can't conduct unfair competition. Well, gee whiz, all of the natural alternatives to vaccinations have been suppressed, just like chiropractic, acupuncture, et cetera, et cetera. So there's unfair trade and deceptive trade and unfair competition that's at the root of what happened in California. The efforts by Pfizer, the pharma, PHARMA, industry association that funds lobbyists, that goes out and pushes legislators to advance mandatory vaccination bills. That's what SB 277, it was the premier showing for that organization. And so they hired a lot of people, including Larry Cook. Larry Cook is the guy, StopMandatoryVaccinations.com. He was the main blogger, and he was actually a double agent. He, on one side, during his day job, he was the executive director for the California Naturopathic Doctors Association, and you would think naturopathic doctors don't want to have anything to do with injecting their patients with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, all of that garbage, like you say, eye of newt. And so the Naturopathic Doctors Association is supposed to stand up for natural medicine and alternatives from intoxications. And so, in fact, Larry Cook was a double agent. He was on the internet at night in his free time telling California voters, with the most trafficked of all anti-vaccination websites, this is called controlled opposition. You control your opposition so that the controlled people can ultimately give you what you want. In this case, was passage of SB 277 that mandated the vaccinations for school children and took away the philosophical exemptions that was available. So that's essentially what happened. I hope that, you know, I didn't confuse you with that, Kelly.
It doesn't take much to confuse me. I'm fully vaccinated.
Right.
No, I haven't had a shot for 10 years. But I guess I want to go into more is like the philosophical aspect of like the collective, like this whole idea, like if you don't want this for your child, that you are a selfish person, that you're against society, that, you know, and this sort of marginalization. I mean, it's so ugly. And I just, Greg, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, unfortunately, mankind, in my eyes, is extremely mentally handicapped. So they have a trouble. And don't get me wrong when I say that. It's just factual. Did you know that 25% of kids are learning disabled? 25% of kids in public schools. That's here in my hometown. 18% of Americans, as I mentioned, are mentally ill. 50% of boys are going to have autism. I don't call it autism. Remember, it's vaccine-induced brain damage. 50% of boys in less than 15 years are going to be brain damaged. Do you see where this is going? It's a great dumbing down of society. It's just the way it is. We're under this assault from every angle. Put it that way.
So going into this history, say, of like Big Pharma coming over after World War II and MK Ultra and the connections between Germany and a lot of these big pharma companies, what's your knowledge regarding that, Dr. Horowitz?
Well, you're exactly right. The pharmaceutical cartel today internationally is evolved directly out of IG Farben, which was Germany's leading industrial organization. For all practical purposes, it was the Third Reich. Its top officials were the top SS. They were full-fledged married partners with the Rockefeller Standard Oil Company. Today, J.P. Morgan Chase is largely controlled, as is Goldman Sachs, which are the major investors in the major equity banking firms such as BlackRock, which funds the marketing and the lobbying of the legislators to push the mandatory vaccinations. These, like Murdochs of the world, they're heavily connected with the drug industry. So that it is really like, you know, it's not anything different. We're looking at genocide. Whether we look at the Native American genocide that was hideous, the murdering of masses of Indians, natives to North America, or whether it's the
using viruses,
you know, it's the same thing. Genocide is strictly defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. And you have all three happening here. You have the politics, the money, and the ideology that there's too many useless eaters on the planet. We need to reduce the population. And so that is what really this comes down to. You mentioned the issue of herd immunity, where they've been pumping, selling, propagandizing the concept that that we, the non-vaccinated, are risking the vaccinated children, which is counterintelligent. It's unreasonable that if your vaccines worked, then you wouldn't worry about maybe 5 or even 10 or even 15% of the population that didn't want to vaccinate their children because the vaccines would be protective. But the concept of herd immunity and where, in my opinion, this goes to, it's demonic. It is literally psychopathic, as Greg just mentioned. These are psychopaths directing a global agenda to dumb down and degenerate the minds of people who can reason and think and realize through intelligence that they're being taken out. They're being poisoned. Their children are being totally criminally assaulted. And we're sitting back in a daze watching, you know, our television, drinking beer, enjoying sports, and meanwhile, you know, we've got children in the next family or the next room who are screaming these high-pitched screeches that are completely hideous to your worst of nightmare. This is what's ongoing. And what I've been, you know, the last few hours, I'm actually finishing a article that will be up on medicalveritas.org, where I'm talking about what's called psychoscotoma. It's kind of a fancy word for dumb, brain dead. Even the anti-vaxxers, even the people who know that they are not favoring vaccines, that the children are harmed, that they're that they've got to do something, they're afraid to speak out because they're worried about their own status quo.
They're
worried about fear of rejection from their bosses or their corporations or their friends and their families. They're worried about their, you know, they just don't speak out, even though they will give you a semblance that they're against vaccines. They won't publish my work. They won't publish Sherry Kane's work. They won't publish Vera Schreiber's work, because we hit it directly between the eyes, calling it what it is. This is genocide.
All right. We have to go to break on that cheerful note. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Organic gardening is no longer expensive gardening. Not when you get a buck off every bag of Vigoro organic garden soil, now just $3.88 at the Home Depot. Start your garden with a mixture of moisture-retaining soil and other natural ingredients that will feed plants for up to 3 months. The next wave of organic gardening is smarter than ever. Bring on spring with a buck off Vigoro organic garden soil, now just $3.88. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid 3-6 U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Anthony Nardo, owner of Reborn Cabinets. My dad started Reborn Cabinets 30 years ago upon his core value that we should treat every customer's home as if it were our own. And BBB knows we still value every customer and their feedback just as much as the day we started. You can trust BBB's customer reviews because they ensure the information you find out about Reborn Cabinets is verified and truthful. Our BBB accreditation puts us on the short list of remodelers BBB has verified. Reborn Cabinets invites you to check out our reviews at BBB.org.
Vegas goes country. Good to be in Vegas, y'all. Don't miss the 51st Academy of Country Music Awards, hosted by Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley, with performances by...
I'm Jason Aldean.
Jim McGraw.
This is Thomas Rhett.
Chris Stapleton. Kelsey Ballerini. Cam. Kenny Chesney. Eric Church.
This is Sam Hunt.
Florida Georgia Line.
This is Keith Urban.
Carrie Underwood, and many, many more.
The ACM.
You have earned this award. Watch live Sunday, 8, 7 Central. Only CBS.
Sponsored by Dick Clark Productions.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Welcome back. We're on the line with Greg Wyatt and Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I have a caller, D, calling in from Orange County, whose kids were forced to be vaccinated. D, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. I really appreciate having such an informative guest on your show. And I couldn't not only agree more, but I can't even begin to tell you the severity of the problem in this country. You know, what is happening is that they are really, really intimidating parents. Whether it's in hospitals or schools, any governmental facility, to get their kids vaccinated, or else you're not part of the society, or else the kids do not get educated, or else you're not accepted, so on and so forth. My life experiences, my three daughters all had to be vaccinated. At that time, it was very unacceptable to even have a discussion against it. And they were all, they all developed multiple problems. So one was cerebral palsy. Within a year of her age, she was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. The other ones had significant neurological problems and developmental problems. And so I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's a systematic problem. I don't know whether it's attributed to whether it's to dumb down the people. That could be part of it. Or whether it's something that they truly believe in. That's very possible, that medical doctors truly believe that it's best for the kids. But I have not seen that it's really best for children, not from my experience. That's all I can say. I mean, I have not seen one good come out of it. You know, we've had to pay the price for having children with disabilities, significant ones. And so it's life-altering, and I think that it is a systematic effort. I really do. I've lived in other countries only to see how healthy your kids are there. So there is something going on, and I think this discussion should continue and not be stopped by all means.
No, Dee,
we're the
sickest
nation in the world. To attend any kind of school here, any kind of recreation place or even Disneyland, you cannot go through it without seeing dozens and dozens of kids who are so ill. And the question is, why? Why are they so ill?
Our hearts go out to you and your family, Dee. Thank you for calling in. And
if I can jump in here for a sec, part of it is dumbing down of people. And Dee was very, very informative. She definitely hit the nail on the head when she said these doctors, they really believe it. You know why? Because they don't want to lose their jobs. Because they want to keep making a lot of money. So it has to do with money, too.
Well, let's go back to what you mentioned, the Rockefellers. Going back to when medicine went from being homeopathic and naturopathic to chemical-based and medicine-based, and the initiatives by the Rockefeller Foundation to shut down the education of doctors and to entrain them into the chemical pharmaceutical model of treatment.
Yeah, you're talking about the early 1900s. In fact, the great article right now is called Jacobson versus Massachusetts. It's the precedent-setting legal case that deals with the issue of herd immunity that they're pushing now for the mandatory vaccinations. That's their fundamental basis for everything that's going on. Stems from one legal case called Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And if you go to medicalveritas.org and click on the vaccine article tab, it's right at the very top. At any rate, the issue that you're dealing with the racketeering enterprise that has taken over the legislative process. You have legislative capture, you have the regulatory capture at the FDA and the CDC that's supposed to be protecting.
What is legislative capture? What is legislative capture?
It's where the lobbyists have bought off and paid for the top legislators. Like in Hawaii, for example, I just filed a complaint about 3 weeks ago on Senator Rosalind Baker for taking far more than her allowance in payoffs from Monsanto and Pfizer drug company, which, by the way, owns Monsanto. And here's like a wake-up call for all of you folks listening. You're probably out there thinking, well, organic foods are really good and preferable. You know, I'd like to stay with organic food labeling. But you don't realize that the vaccines are all GMOs. It's all genetically modified organisms, bacteria and viruses that they're injecting directly into the human bloodstream. And so the fact is that the fundamental case and the fundamental issue is the Jacobson versus Massachusetts early 1900s, where a minister, a pastor of a congregation said, we don't want this for our children. We don't want to get them vaccinated. And the Massachusetts Public Health Department said, you must, otherwise you're not going to help us develop herd immunity and protect the rest of society. And the court at that time, they said, okay, we're going to side for the Public Health Department. Now, today, we have all of this information showing us that the manner in which society has been manipulated, totally brainwashed into the paradigm, into the vaccination meme the beliefs and attitudes that say that vaccines are safe and effective when they're not, you have not just regulatory capture, not just the people at the CDC bought off and paid for to suppress the data that shows just the opposite, the gross risks to society, but you also have the lobbyists that have captured the lawmakers. And so, anyway, that's how it's being manipulated. And then, of course, covering it all is the protection racketeering enterprise that we call the pharma media. Big Pharma runs basically all of the main media, corporate-controlled broadcasting companies, newspapers. They're all just feeding you the same hypnotic induction suggestion.
I want to point out one thing, and this is, you know, regarding Rupert Murdoch and Fox, and this is a little bit on the woo-woo side, but you probably know this. The numerology for Fox is 666. F is the sixth letter.
I'm the guy that exposed that.
Oh, really? Okay, well, you know, yeah. F is. I'm going to explain it to the audience. F is the sixth letter. O is the 24th.
It's got to be all 15.
The 15th letter, and X is the 24th letter.
That's
666.
Yeah, so the alphanumerics of the English language, and this goes into, in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which is one of my books, where we expose the origins of the English language being math. And so the alphanumerics, A equals 1, B equals 2, on to Z, 26, you now have FOX is the 666.
Correct. We are in our last 3 minutes. I just received a text from Dr. Smith. He thanks you both so much for your courage in standing up and speaking out tonight. This conversation will continue. Greg, I want to ask you, and also if you want to chime in, Dr. Horowitz, are there any, like, protocols for if you have no choice? Like, I mean, I have a friend who is in a separation, and his wife believes in vaccinations, and when she has the kids, they get vaccinated. Like, if you know that your child is being vaccinated and you want to do some sort of detox protocol, Greg, do you know of any protocol post-jab that can help detox our kids? We have 2 minutes.
Let's do pre-jab first. There are some. I am against vaccines, but I'm for people making their own decisions, just getting the facts. But they make homeopathic vaccines. There is a line of them out there. There's also exemptions, which is a lot better. But if you're in California, you're just screwed. If you're in Mississippi, you're screwed. In so many states in America. So you have to vaccinate your kid. You get one or two vaccines. Yeah, there are things that you can do to detoxify the system, no matter if you're an infant or if you're an old man. You want to reduce your inflammatories. There are ways to detox, especially young kids. You don't want to let this get 18 years old. There's no reversing it. Brain damage is totally irreversible.
Do you have a website or somewhere to direct people? Because we are going to wrap up here.
Okay. Just Google it. Go to Dr. Google. There's a lot of good stuff. Use your brain.
Let me just chime in and recommend. I would go to healingcelebrations.com. Healingcelebrations.com has information about my protocol. I've got a six-step protocol that starts with detoxification. There's various methods for detox, oxygenation, rehydration, alkalinization. Those are vitally important. And that's how we can see increasingly children start to get progressively better and better. But again, as Greg says, man, once they've been injected, intoxicated, and brain damaged, it's a long way back and it's a struggle. I'd rather prevent it all.
Gentlemen, much love to you both. Aloha. Thank you for tuning in to Truth, Medicine, and Politics. We will return with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. And have a beautiful week, everybody, and good night.
This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.